Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. Hello, all you aficionados of the bagpipe. Welcome to the latest hour of the Piping Hour. The last show that we did about the Red Hackle Pipe Band generated a little bit of interest, so we've come back for some more. We have a special guest with us this hour, Professor John Barber, who played with the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums. But before we get into that, we're going to get tore in with the big music. So here's another alum from Red Hackle, Andrew Wright, introducing A Piece of Kilmore.
Hail to my country. This tune was composed by Major General C.S. Thomason, a great compiler of Pibroch music, who, in 1893, published the great collection entitled Kilmore. General Thomason served in Bengal with the Royal Engineers, and this tune was composed by him in 1896 when returning to Scotland. Thank you.
Hail to My Country, written by General C.S. Thomason and included in his great collection of Kilmore. Our guest this hour is John Barber, a graduate of the University of Strathclyde, where he is now, many years later, a professor in the Department of Management. A player who certainly spent enough time in the Red Hackle to tell us a little bit about how it all started.
Back in World War I, there was a Glaswegian gentleman called Charles Hepburn, had been an officer in the Black Watch, and he came back to Glasgow and set up what became quite a successful whisky company. Now, the emblem of the Black Watch was the red hackle or feather that was worn in the caps of the men in the regiment, and therefore his number one whisky blend was called the Red Hackle. We then get to World War II, and a group of veterans come home to Glasgow from World War II and want to set up a pipe band, and Hepburn agrees to be the sponsor of that pipe band, and therefore it became the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums. So that was in 1947, and apart from that first year, the band played in Grade 1 for its whole existence, and it was sponsored by Red Hackle for 33 years, so until 1980. And I don't know if that's a record for single company sponsorship, but it is a long time. Now, the best known pipe major, I think, of the Hackle was John Weatherston, and he served from 1966 to 1975. And he's widely regarded in the pipe band world, I think, as the father of ensemble playing. Introduced a number of innovations that contributed to the ensemble sound of the band. And he also was very active in using other instruments like pipe organs and brass sections on the recordings that the Red Hackle made around that time. And those recordings were, I think, generally viewed as being quite innovative, and they became quite popular.
Thank you. That was some 6-8 marches by the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums, when the pipe major was John Weatherston. Started with Rob's Wedding, and went into some classic Major May, Major Bobby, MacLeod of Mull, and ending with the great D.S. Ramsey tune, Lily Christie. We asked John Barber how he got involved with the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums.
Well, I learned drumming initially from a chap called Willie Barry at the Chrysler Pipe Band just outside Glasgow. And I was also taught, and I was lucky to be taught, by Alec Connell of the Strathclyde Police Band for a while. So by 1977, I had become the leading drummer of a band called the Kilbarkin Pipe Band, which at that time was playing in Grade 2. The band still exists today. And I was invited to join a new Red Hackle Drum Corps. And that was essentially the drum corps that had been at the Sheevis 100 Pipers Whiskey Pipe Band from Paisley under the leading drummer Norrie Thompson. And that drum corps replaced the old Wilson Young team that had been at the Red Hackle for quite a number of years.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Piping Hour on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM, and streamed at kkrn.org. Cockney Jocks and the Bonnie Lass of Fyvie. That showed some of the intricate instrumentation that John Weatherston was able to come up with in the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums during his tenure as the pipe major. And that rendition of the Cockney Jocks on that LP in 1973 certainly established that tune as one of the greatest march-offs. We're going to play a BBC recording of the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums at the 1978 World Championships, and our guest, Professor John Barber, was there that day. We asked him a little bit about some of the other players that joined him on the day.
Well, leading the pipe corps, we had Malky McKenzie, the pipe major, and he, after his competing days, went on to become a judge and a producer of many pipe band recordings. In the pipe corps, we had Ian Plunkett, and Ian moved on to become the pipe major of Strathclyde Police. We had the very talented Roddy McLeod, who became the pipe major of Scottish Power, and also the director for many years of the National Piping Centre in Glasgow, and I think he's just retired from that quite recently. When the band folded, most of the drum corps eventually moved over to the Shotts and Dyke Head Band under Jim Kilpatrick, and one of the people who moved was the bass drummer, Willie McIntosh. And after Willie's untimely demise, Jim wrote a very nice article saying that Willie had probably been the best bass drummer of his generation. Now, the leading drummer that day was Evan Jones, and Evan was a previous juvenile world drumming champion, and he was competing in grade one when he was 14 years old, not just competing but competing and winning. He was in the Red Hackle Band that won the Intercontinental Championships in Toronto. We'll be right back.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
the march Hugh Kennedy, Strathspey, Bogenlochen, and the reel, Loch Carron, played by the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums, on their LP The Blend of Red Hackle in 1981. That was Pipe Major Malcolm McKenzie and Drum Major Evan Jones. We asked John Barber about his experience on the day in 1978 when he played with the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums at the World Championships.
Well, what I do recall is the weather was terrible. It rained pretty much for the whole day. And, the players who are listening will understand how difficult that can make things, I think especially for the pipers. But despite that, it seems to me that we had a decent run at the medley. And the BBC recording, I think, gives some sense of the kind of driving sound that we were trying to deliver. It also seems to me when I listen to it that we were playing at a fair old tempo for some of that selection, which is, we did it. Now, I think, frankly, some of the judges of the time struggled with this different approach that they were hearing, especially from the drum corps. And essentially, you know, we decided as a band that, you know, our primary job was to play for ourselves and for our listeners, and really not for the judges. If they loved it, they loved it, and if they didn't, well, that's the way of it. One of the differences that you might notice from the typical medley performance today is that we did not play a slow air in the middle of the set. It might have been a good idea if we had done. We'd all have got a bit of a rest, which may have been useful.
The first three places remain unchanged, but a strong challenge this year from the Red Hacklepipe Band brought them into fourth place. Pipe Major Malcolm McKenzie is continuing a fine tradition established by Pipe Major John Weatherston. Listen as they play the tunes Major Bobby, Captain Horn, Aspen Bank, The Airless Deer, Jock Wilson's Reel, The Crusader's March, Minnie Hind, and the High Level Hornpipe. We'll be right back.
That was some awesome energy expended in that medley selection from the World Championships in 1978 by the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums. That recording was sent to us by Professor John Barber, and we're very, very appreciative of his thinking of us. And apparently we do have some fans in Glasgow and surrounding areas, and we couldn't help but ask for some opinions on our program.
I think it's just fantastic. It's tremendous. I think you get such a great range of piping and pipe band and other related topics pulled together on such a regular basis. There's always something to listen to that's interesting and something that's new to hear, and I think it's just great.
And we thank the listeners, like Professor Barber and all of you, because without your input and without your interest, we wouldn't have produced almost 150 episodes that are all available in our archive at kkrn.org. We've had a good show, bringing to you the music of the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums. Along with the BBC recording of the World's Medley, we also played from four LPs, starting with the Pride of Scotland in 1970, the Spirit of Scotland in 1971, Red Hackle in Concert in 1973, and the Blend of Red Hackle in 1981. We're going to leave you this hour with the big music. Another piper in the corps, Ian McFadgen. From his recording, Kilmore and Kilbeg, the Pibroch, Glengarry's Lament. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for all of you safe seas.